Kiddushin Daf Mem Beis. How's everybody doing? Welcome to the 8-minute Daf. It's Erev Yom Kippur right now, just a few hours before Yom Kippur. I want to wish everybody a Gemar Chasim Toiva, Gutke Ben Shior, a year of health, of Nachas, Parnosa, and all the best things, a year full of Torah. We're in the middle of a Sugya of Shlichos. Shliach Shalom Kamoisai. A person sends an agent to Halachas, it's as if he himself did that action. According to Rabbi Yonason, that learns from the Pasuk in Korban Pesach, Vishachatu, that the Pasuk is coming to say not the idea of Shliach, but rather that all of Klai Yisrael could be Yoytze from one single animal, even though it's impossible to give each person a Kazayas. So how does he know the idea of Shlichus when it comes to Korbanos? That he's not a Shutif with the other Korbanos? He learns it from Vayikru Lahem. It says it twice by Korban Pesach, the idea of Shlichus, and we know throughout Shas, Imenuyin Lezeh, Teneu Inyin, if I can't use this pasuk here because I already have another pasuk, let me use it for something else, for other korbanos. The fact that the Torah says ish lifi achloi, he learns ish means an adult. That if an adult finds an object in the street, he could have in mind, let me be zoichen this object for my friend Shimon somewhere else. But a katan cannot do so because it says ish, an adult. The pasuk says v'nosi echad mimata, that from each shevet, they appointed a nasi, a prince, take care of the Yerusha, the Chalukas Haaretz. And the Gemara learns from here that Bezin could appoint an apitropos for the Yisoyimim. So let's say there's three brothers who lost their father, Rahman al-Islam. Then Bezin appoints an apitropos for each one of the three boys to divide up the inheritance, the Yerusha. Even though they intend for the good of that child that they're representing, nevertheless, it's possible that it won't turn out so good. According to Shmuel, if they made a mistake, beruchos, in the side, in other words, one of the boys, let's say, inherited from his mother previously a field. Now, the apitropos gave him from the father's fields, he gave it in a different town. Now, even though it's the exact same value as his brother's field, it's not good because he wanted the two fields to be close to each other. So it's a mistake in ruchos, in sides. That's something that he could go back and annul. According to Rav Nachman, you can never annul anything, even ruchos. Why? Because of the idea, imkei mekayach bezin yafa. What power are you giving Bezin? Bezin has to have power that whatever they do, regardless if it's a mistake or not, it's a good division. Yet, if they made a mistake in value, they gave another person. So let's say the case was, you have somebody who borrowed money, and Bezin said he has to pay back, and he runs away. Bezin could take the loiva's property, sell it off, and pay the lender. But if they made a mistake in a shtus, which is a sixth, Rav Nachman himself says that sale is off. But you just said that Beis Din has power. Well, that's because they made a mistake. By Yisoyim, they didn't make a mistake. It was a perfect division. Just one of the Yisoyim didn't like it. So that stays. Rava says that looks like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that when Beis Din make a mistake, the sale or the division is good, it's a good division. It's kayam. Even if they made a mistake in more than a shtos, where typically, in a purchaser, you would annul the sale. Rav Nachman says that brothers who divide up property, they have a halacha like a purchaser. The halacha is that if somebody purchases an object for more than a sixth of the market value, the halacha is it's a good purchase, but the seller has to give back that sixth. And if it's less than a sixth, it's a good purchase. So when it comes to brothers, that's exactly what the halacha is. Besides, if one of the brothers sent an agent, if he sent an agent, then he could say, no, even if it's less than a shtos, I don't want this. Because I sent the agent, I sent you to do good for me and not to harm me. Another very interesting halacha is that anytime you divide up a property with a measuring device, a measuring stick, you divide anything up with weight or even by a count, 100 tissues for a box, a dozen eggs, then the mekach is batal even less than a shtos. There's no mechila on something like that. Even in real estate, where typically there's no halachas of ina, if you sold something with a measuring stick, you divided something up with a measuring stick, and it's off, then you have to give back the karka. Gemara tells us halacha that ein shliach ledvar aveira. In other words, you cannot send a messenger to burn down somebody's house and say that the sender has to pay. Because there's no shliach l'dvar avera. There's a concept. Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayim. When you're faced with a dilemma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to do one thing, but somebody else told me to do the other thing, of course you're going to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the person doing the act that's wrong, he has to pay, not the sender. But there is an exception to the rule. There's a number of exceptions to the rule. One exception to the rule is Mi'ila. If a person uses money from the Beis HaMikdash unknowingly, he's chayev and he has to pay a chaymash. If he sends a messenger to do it, then the messenger is not chayev. The one that sent him is chayev. So why don't we learn the whole Torah from Mi'ila? Because it's not just Mi'ila, it's somewhere else. It's Shlichus Yad as well. We'll explain what that is. But before we explain, once you have Mi'ila and Shlichus Yad, it's Shnei Ksuvim, it's two psuvim that say the same exact halacha, they miladim, you can't learn out to the rest of the Torah. What's Shlichus Yad? Shlichus Yad means that if I give an object to somebody to watch, he becomes a shomer, a watcher, and he's parted from Gneva Aveda unless he uses that object without permission. Not only that, if he sends an agent to use that object, then the shomer, the original shomer, he's responsible for Gneva Aveda. So you see this idea only in two places, Mi'ila and Shlichus Yad. Now, according to Bishami, though, that they say that you're chayiv in Shlichus Yad, from the word devar, that you're chayiv even thinking about using that object. So now you can't use the Shlichus Yad as a second pasuk. So they learn tvicho mechira. And that is, that if a person steals an animal, and he goes ahead and he shechs the animal, or he sells the animal, he's chayiv four times that animal, or five times the animal, depending if it's a sheep or an ox. But if he sends somebody to shecht or to sell for him, he's chayiv, not the shaychet or the seller, and that's the second pasuk. Ve'ei milamdim, Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful day, have a very meaningful Yom Kippur, and Be'ezer Hashem, we'll see you after Yom Kippur.